May I speak with Walter?
Walter?
Yes, please.
Oh, no, you got the wrong number.
Okay, you can help me out. This is not a sales call. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're talking with people in your area today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving. Why?
Okay. And in which state do you live?
New Jersey.
And do you live inside the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
Camden.
Okay. And thank you so much for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is your zip code?
08102.
08102. Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station?
No.
For a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
In what year were you born?
62.
Okay, thank you again. With the following, I would like to ask you, which one of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or other?
A woman.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I'm Puerto Rican, Latina.
Okay.
Hispanic.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
And do you have any children, if any, that are under the age of 18 or younger who you are the parent or guardian of?
No, I don't got no children.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizers. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize the name, just let me know. The first one is Camden School Superintendent Karina McCobbs. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No, favorable.
What about teachers' union?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. What about State Assembly Bill Spearman?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable? Or favorable?
Someone.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. And what about Vic Karstarfin?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And what about State Assembly Bill Moen?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And what about State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
And what about former Mayor Frank Moran or Moran?
Very favorable.
And Governor Phil Murphy?
Very, very favorable.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Public charter schools in Camden.
Some favorable.
Traditional public schools in Camden.
Some federal.
Private and parochial schools in Camden.
Some favorable.
Renaissance schools in Camden.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not too different for each other, or somewhat different, very different from each other? Or would you say these are two different ways? Excuse me?
What was the question again?
Would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not too different from each other? Somewhat different, very different from each other? Or would you say that these are two different ways to describe the same type of school?
They're not so much, they're not different from each other.
And just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of schools. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools?
No, not different at all.
From traditional public schools, or not too different from traditional public schools, or somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional?
Very different.
Okay. And what are some of the differences between public charter schools and Renaissance schools, traditional public schools? In your own words, in a small phrase, please.
To me, I think they teach the same thing.
Can you specify a little bit, please, why you feel that way? And in your own words, in a small phrase, please.
Really, I don't got no children in school. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That to me, it's the same thing. They teach the similar thing.
Okay. So I'm gonna put down for you. I don't have any children.
Yes, I don't have any children. To me, they teach the same thing.
They teach the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the following, and thank you so much for your patience. We are almost done here. We're starting to wrap this up. Would you say that public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
No, I think they're heading in the right direction.
And who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Camden? The school board, the state legislator, the governor, the mayor of Camden, the superintendent and school district officials, or the teachers union?
I would say
I have the school board.
Again, the school
these are the options that I have. I have the school board, the state legislator, the governor, the mayor of Camden, the superintendent and school district officials, or teachers' unions. The question is, who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Camden?
I would say the teacher union.
Okay. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
No, very important.
And do you think that the local public schools in Camden need to change a lot, a little, some, or not at all?
They need to change just a little some, that's all.
And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden? Do you strongly support it or strongly oppose it? Or somewhat oppose it? Or
I would
somewhat
say somewhat oppose
it.
That's it. Somewhat oppose it.
Okay. Now, thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm just going to read you some words and phrases that might describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public and charter Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Here's the first one. Are open to all. Describes them very well, somewhat well, not too well or not well at all?
Very well.
What about are tuition free? Very well,
somewhat well? Somewhat well, yeah.
And what about serve mostly students of color?
I would say very well.
Are nonprofit?
I would say some well.
Are public schools?
Very well.
Help improve the entire public school system?
Some well.
Serve mostly low-income students?
Very well.
And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable or more favorable, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference at all.
And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or have no effect on your vote?
No, likely to vote for them, yeah.
More likely or less likely?
Most likely.
Okay. And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for the candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Always.
And the following statement about community, refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statement represents how you feel about this community, the one where you reside. Here's the first one. Increasing the availability of public charter and Renaissance schools would improve local schools in my community. It describes it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well. That's it.
What about improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community?
Very well.
I am satisfied with the local school choice in my community.
Very well, yeah.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
No, I'm working.
And in politics today, are you registered as a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or something else?
No, I'm a Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
All right.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.